Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 19th of January. The US administration's actions over Greenland, endorsed by Russian President Putin, obviously create dramatic geopolitical headlines. They also have market relevance in four key areas. The threatened new tariffs appear to be taken more seriously than those that were threatened on buyers of goods from countries that trade with Iran, about which no details have been given, and which, if taken to be credible in any way, would imply to imports from pretty much every country, except perhaps the penguins of the Heard and McDonald Islands. It's not clear that these tariffs will be legal, and the Supreme Court ruling on this matter now assumes additional urgency. However, taken at face value, US consumers will have to find 4%, rising to 10% more money to buy things from the EU and the UK within about 6 months. That seems to run counter to the US administration's concerns about the US affordability crisis, but that, very neatly, encapsulates the problems with single-issue politics. If the single issue in focus is affordability, charging US consumers higher trade taxes is a bad idea. If the issue is, I want Greenland, then the policy action may run counter to resolving the affordability crisis. As ever, it is the narrative that matters here, and there is a risk that future US price increases from whatever cause will be blamed on this tariff policy. There is also the issue of policy uncertainty. Uncertainty seems to have been a constraint on US businesses in 2025. Non-AI investment has been weaker, and hiring has been very weak. However, firms cannot remain paralyzed by policy uncertainty indefinitely, and there were hopes that this would fade, and firms would start to adapt to a world with less direction. Mild changes to tariff policy would probably have been overlooked by firms keen to adapt. This feels somewhat bigger, and may reignite a wait-and-see approach by US companies, which would reduce the potential upside risks for the US economy. European retaliation is the subject of speculation at the moment. There are various mechanisms for imposing tariffs or restrictions on US exports to Europe. Europe has abstained from these so far, reflecting the fact that tariffs, reciprocal or otherwise, can often do more damage to the domestic consumer than to foreign firms. The US is not a major exporter, limiting the potency of reciprocal tariffs. However, targeted restrictions, already discussed for other reasons against US social media companies, for instance, might inflict pain on the United States. The most potent issue is whether Europeans would be willing to support the US bond market with quite so much enthusiasm in the future. Care is needed here, as US data on foreign bond holdings does not actually report the country of the decision-making investor, just the last port of call before money entered the United States. In the cases of the UK and Luxembourg, this will inflate the significance of European investors. Nonetheless, the general sense of the US dollar as a reserve currency under political strain is relevant and is likely to remain something of a focus. Finally, the home country bias of the increase in UK and European defence spending is likely to be reinforced, with implications for the relative attractions of the two sides' defence sectors. While it is true that the current policy stance may reverse under a different US president in the future, defence projects extend beyond the political cycle. The value of the US Constitution's checks and balances are being reassessed by the international community, and there is a sense of entropy about this fracture, which Russia's endorsement would seem to validate. If NATO countries have less certainty about the practical application of the checks and balances of the US Constitution, then regardless of the occupant of the White House, there is likely to be less enthusiasm for depending on US defense systems. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published
by the global wealth management business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.